Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to all of our listeners, fans, supporters, and our studio audience for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us on Your Turning Point. I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman, and we thank you for being with us today because we have a powerful broadcast that we'll be sharing with you. So tweet someone and let them know to tune in to this 15 minutes of motivation to get your Monday morning started. Mark your turning point as a favorite so you won't miss any of our broadcasts. Also, drop us a line. Send us an email. Tell us how much you love our programs, how much it has helped you in your life. Send an email to turningpointenrichment@gmail.com or visit our website, www.turningpointenrichment.com. Now, for those of you who may not know, Your Turning Point or Turning Point Enrichment holds a professional and management development training program. We hold this twice a year. So if you're looking for empowerment for your group, for your organization, for your church, we can design a program that suits your needs. So once again, visit our website, www.turningpointenrichment.com, and you will find all that information under the tabs about our empowerment conferences, our entrepreneur seminars. And you just fill out the form and send it to us, and someone will be in touch with you. Now, today's topic is entrepreneurs, how to enter into your market and be successful. How to enter into your market and be successful. How are you emerging into your market? Are you tiptoeing through the tulips, so to speak, or are you aggressively merging into the flow of the stream? What I mean by aggressive is, are you boldly presenting yourself onto your platform? The manner in which you first introduce you and your brand to others is the way that people will always remember you. Always place your best foot forward. Don't worry about overly doing something. Just use everything you got to make your entrance a memorable one. Build for success from the start. That's very important. And you can rest assured that many doors of opportunity will open for you. Have confidence in yourself and your brand. See yourself as being successful. Stop listening to the naysayers which say you got to crawl before you walk. And y'all know, y'all been listening to Your Turning Point for a long time, and you know this is one of my pet peeves. You got to crawl before you walk, because that particular statement there has no solid foundation. So get rid of that limiting behavior thought pattern. And don't accept it, you know, when someone says, well, you got to crawl before you walk. You are what you think. There are no limitations. Change your mindset. Limitations exist only in the mind. See yourself as a success, and you will be a success. Shift your mind from you and shift it to seeing yourself helping those in your target area. That is very important. Very, very important, that statement. Present an excellent work with your clients, their needs. Keep their needs in mind, and you will experience lasting results because you are able to solve problems quickly and efficiently. I can honestly say that my clients, they love me because they know I will find a way to alleviate their problems. Sometimes you have to go the extra mile just to meet a need. You know? I had a client one time that didn't have a clue of how to do a certain thing. They did not even have a clue. And I went the extra mile. And this one action produced an overflow for his business. As a matter of fact, he was telling me, and what he was actually saying was, it wasn't expressed verbally, like, I'm afraid, but that's what he was. He was afraid. So your focus is supposed to be always on doing your job in an efficient way, manner, to meet a client's need in a systematic way. You see this. You already see it on their faces. You already see this. So what you do, you just go about and you go the extra mile. Go the extra mile to meet that need. Even when, because there are gaps. There are gaps in, you know, each client. They may be requesting one thing, but there's gaps in there. So you have to fill in the gaps. That's what successful entrepreneurs do. They fill in the gaps. There are solutions to the problem. There are solutions to the needs. Even when I was working as an employee for a company years ago, I always find ways to work it. You understand? I always find ways to work it. I never allowed a job to work me, to get me stressed out. Instead, I found a method to produce more work efficiently with little or no errors in less time. That's what I did. And that's what we should all implement, being efficient in our work. That is why I was hired for one job, but after a few weeks, I always received a promotion to another position. Because you always have to have somebody else's, either it's your client or your employer, you know, their needs always have to be ahead of what you desire. I wasn't looking for a promotion. I was just there doing what I knew to do, filling in those gaps, being a solution to a problem. An opportunity presented itself to me. Many times I had to slow down because I ran out of work. You have to understand here, I am a producer. You are a producer. And when you are a producer, every minute counts. I don't believe in other people wasting my time, and I refuse to waste other people's time. And that's the same thing that you should implement. Be productive. Be a producer. And this is something that every entrepreneur should incorporate into their business. Your time is valuable. You are valuable. You don't have time to sit around and ponder on drama all day with people who aren't going anywhere, listening to all the negativity why something can't be done. Listen. Can we be real about it? You all know what I'm talking about. They're not going anywhere, and they hate for you to do anything with your life. It's time to shift gears and rise to the occasion. Get up and start producing. Break bad habits and surround yourself with people who are striving to reach their goals, and in doing so, you will achieve great success in all your endeavors. There's nothing worse than sitting around for 8 hours reading magazines and looking for something to do. One employee I worked for, every month while the books were being reconciled, we were off the computers for sometimes 2 whole days. It was a miserable experience. So I would go and help the file clerk or even shred sensitive documents. I never saw these jobs as beneath me. I had to keep busy. When I have a task to complete, that is my priority. That should be your priority when you have a task to complete. I don't have time to socialize. No time to socialize. When you are a producer, you have to keep your mind active. You can't allow yourself to become complacent. Because once complacency sets in, it will hinder your forward movement. Because now you become comfortable and want to settle. Stop settling for less. Always be the best that you could be. Failure is not an option. You are a success. People are waiting for what you have. This is a market. There is a market out there for your services or products. It's time for you to rise to the occasion and present what you have to your marketplace. You have to boldly enter into your market. Let people know you are there by making a lasting impact into their lives. This is not pride, but a surety. Be one with your product or your service. Be one with your brand. Have you ever noticed that you get a better response when you enter onto the interstate aggressively? And I'm not saying over aggressively to, you know, start or to cause an accident or anything. But when you enter in aggressively, like with boldness, people move over to the other lane and you are able to merge into the traffic flow, as opposed to when you are creeping and unsure of yourself and look for someone to let you into the lane. Entrepreneurs, it is time to stop looking for someone to give you an opportunity and you be the opportunity that people are looking for. There are people sitting out there right now that I want to encourage to get up and stop looking for a bandwagon to jump on. You have what it takes to make it happen if you adapt and apply the simple principles that you have heard thus far. Don't allow your vision, your dream, or your goals to wax cold. Reacquaint yourself with that vision, that dream, that goal. Feel it. Really feel it deep down within your soul. Does your heart leap when you think about this desire? Can you see yourself operating in that capacity? Does it bring you peace? It's never too late to begin. Just start where you are and watch doors of opportunity open for you. Bond with your vision, your dreams or goals by writing it down and really looking and understanding what your heart is speaking to you. Bonding brings forth boldness. It shows unity within yourself. It is a product of the heart. Remember we talked about, I believe it was last week, your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind will give you away every time if you are not in alignment with your dream, vision, and goals. When you have boldness and are sure of yourself, combined with the right attitude, you are in a win-win situation. Boldness is a key ingredient that every entrepreneur should possess. If you have not mastered boldness, you are just wasting your time. How can you convince others to do business with you if you don't even believe in yourself nor your brain? You say, what are you saying? I'm saying you have to sell yourself first before people will even take a look at your brain. People are looking at you, and they could tell whether or not you are a believer. If they see any apprehension between you and your brand, what makes you think that they want to do business with you or even buy your services or your brand? Entrepreneurs, you have to remember that you are the first partaker. If not, go back and evaluate why are you doing what you're doing and what are you doing? It's that simple. What are your motives? Are you in it just for the money and there's no heart connection? Do you really care to help others? Or is it someone else's dream? The first sign of disconnection is when a person begins murmuring and complaining about what's not working instead of reevaluating themselves and their brand, tweaking the approach and reintroducing their approach into the market. You have to remember that. Clients are looking for people who they can bond with. Remember to treat everyone with respect, even though they may become agitated. Always remain professional when dealing with your clients in any given situation. Remember, integrity is an important element that your clients will remember. Always remember that. Experience increase in all that you do. Favor will be upon your life. Recognize the good things. Emerge into your market with that boldness. Don't take anything for granted. Continue to flow and follow good key qualities that you have heard on this broadcast. And you could be assured that you will be successful in your business. And I hope that what I've shared with you in these 15 minutes has motivated you to continue along your path of success. And if not, you know, if you have had some delays in your business, in the flow of your business, adapt some of these ideas that you have heard today and watch your business grow. I hope you tune in with us next week, next Monday, for another 15 minutes of your turning point, Monday morning motivation. I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman, and we thank you for being with us today. Remember, this is your time, this is your season, this is your turning point. Have a prosperous week.